When we came back, naturally, after some days, two or three, 4 days, we had to start work, naturally. We can't just sit like this. So many things were pending, so many things had to be done, and all that. Important things were to be done. Because as soon as Baba passed away, the trust, Avatar Mahe Baba trust, began to function. And as soon as Baba's body was lowered in the crypt, it became a public property. You follow? Because it's a public charitable trust. So all the things, formalities had to be gone through and all that. So I needed some documents which were kept in custody of Mani. Mani was the custodian. Casually in the morning when Mani had come, I said, Mani, I need those papers urgently. Please bring them to me. And well, I was expecting Mani to bring the papers in an hour's time or 2 hours after search, because they were kept at his place, not needed at the time. And you know how it is when you keep anything safe, you can't find it immediately. Mm-hmm. You know. So that's how it was. So I thought that, well, she might take time to bring it out and all that. But it so happened that the morning passed, the afternoon passed, and now it is dusk time. And all of a sudden, Mani remembered that I had called for those documents urgently. I needed them. And she remembered, and she went frantically and got those documents. And she brought them and put them on my bed there. You know my room there? And she comes and tells me, at that time, I'm tired after the whole day's work. So I'm washing my face at the faucet. You saw in the film today? Yeah. So there I was washing my face. And Mani tells me, the Rehrish, I put the documents there on your bed there. I said, wait. So she waits. I get up, I dry my face. I said, come follow me. So we go on that side there. There's a field. Now there is a little rose garden there. It was a vast stretch of field there in the beginning. And at that time, and it was time in the month of February and all that, it's winter season according to India. So the sheep are always, you know, the various farmers and who own farmlands, they call the sheep owners, the shepherds, to bring their sheep into their farm, into their agricultural land, so that with their droppings and their piddle and all that, the soil is manured. So we request them to come and manure the soil. They have to be put in a pen like that, get 200, 300, 500 sheep like that, you see, all there. And they stay there for night, and in the morning or in the night they drop, you know. And that's a rich thing for the soil. It gives the richness. So in order to have them there, they create an artificial fence of thorns and mesh and all that sort of thing, and they keep them there inside. So naturally it is dusk time. They're all gathered together now. They're being gathered and put under there. There's a lot of commotion there. All the time the sheep go on bleating. Ba, 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 like that, you see. So I was hearing while I was washing my face. So it reminded me that how these sheep are calling out Baba. It's the bleat, is the name they call out. That's how they call out. In confusion, not knowing what's happening. Whatever be their language, we don't know. So I said to Mani, come. So we went a little distance and we stood there. It was dark now, almost dark, but still there was very hazy light there. I said, Mani, do you hear anything? She said, yeah. Ba, 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 the sheep are calling out. But I said, you hear anything? Yeah, you hear that very well. But do you see anything? So she goes on trying to see. There are sheep there, white sheep, brown sheep, you know, you can see it, white sheep. You know. Yeah, the sheep are there, a lot of sheep there. I said, no, I don't mean sheep. Is there anything else that you see? And she tried to peer and try to see, and it took her time. So, yeah, I see. I said, what do you see? So there's a big rock put there on the side of that. There's a big rock. But how did the rock come? There was the field, there was no rock there. I said, it's not a rock. Then what is it? I said, This is what I am trying to show you. He is the shepherd that is sitting there, covered with the blanket, black blanket there, and he's there, you see. Because he has to be there to protect his sheep. He owns it, so he has to be there. And the sheep feel that they are all lost now. Where is the shepherd? So that's why they are bleating in confusion. They don't know. When the light dawns, when it is dawn, and when they begin to see him coming and all that, then they will stop the commotion. We also feel the same way, Amani, don't you think? That we don't see him, so we feel ourselves lost. But he is always by our side. That's what I said to her.
I love the message.
And later on I found that that was a great comfort to her. Of course at that time I didn't know anything. So I turned my back and went away and she went away. But it was comforting to her.